God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our message for today is based off of our gospel reading from John chapter 12, especially verse 25, when Jesus says, "Whoever loses his life, whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life." I will admit, during my many times that I had to board an airplane and travel from one point to another, I've never had the misfortune of ever losing my luggage, which is a wonderful blessing. I would imagine that those who have lost their luggage or their baggage have gone through a very difficult process. You know, they've lost something that belongs to them. They usually survive, yes. I haven't known of anyone who's ever died because they've lost their baggage, so to speak. They may feel a little uncomfortable at the time, had to make some adjustments, but they usually do survive. And I want to use that as a way of sort of explaining our text for today. We usually get attached to the things of this world very greatly, which hinders us from being attached and understanding God's grace. And the attachment to the things of this world and to the events weigh us down, sort of like baggage. And that baggage causes us to slow down. And the more baggage we have, the slower we move. It's a lot easier if we have very little baggage at all. So we need to lose our earthly baggage because it weighs us down. And let me describe the baggage, that earthly baggage, that we need to lose. Baggage, at least in one essence, in the form of a spiritual baggage, isn't necessarily the clothes and the things that you would take for a trip, but that spiritual baggage we carry, one is unforgiveness. Have you ever thought for a moment, those people who have done something against you, and you still, in your heart, haven't been able to forgive them? That weighs you down. Think for a moment. Someone who has done you harm, that you just think of their name, and anger just comes within you. And what is that anger doing? That anger is taking that energy away from you. You have so much energy invested in that anger, and you could use that energy for something else. But now it becomes spiritual baggage. Baggage that weighs us down, unable to forgive others. And it's not just others. How many times has that spiritual baggage of unforgiveness manifest itself again with ourself? We may call this skeletons in our closet. And these skeletons again cause us to put forth a lot of energy to keep them in check, all because we can't forgive ourselves of some past event. And if there is some past event that is really bothering us, sometimes we may even have this unforgiveness toward God. And we may be saying things like, "God, how can you allow this terrible event to come into my life when you could have done something to get rid of it? You could have done something so I would have had to been, I could avoid it." And so we may even get angry and frustrated with God, which again puts God away from us. You see, that's what unforgiveness does. Unforgiveness is a big, giant baggage, so to speak, that weighs us down, that pushes others and God out of our lives, that slow us down in life. Another aspect of this baggage is the inability to love others. How many times are we willing to sacrifice ourselves for others? How many times are we willing to go the extra mile for others? How many times are we willing to volunteer of ourselves, our time, our talent for others? One of the ways that I also try to help others is by doing something which has nothing to do with the church, but yet has a great deal of help for the community. You will find me every other month at LifeSource Blood Services doing what? Donating blood. A simple thing, but yet I'm giving to others. Not clinging on to the things for myself realizing that God has called me through His love to share with others. If I'm not sharing with others of my time and my talent, I'm clinging on to the things of this world, which then creates a little bit more extra baggage in my life. We all have this baggage. Our sinful nature is strong. And because of this baggage, we are slowed down in our life. And Jesus has a response in our text for the baggage of our sin. I don't know if you quite caught it in verse 27 and 28. You see, what Jesus does is, what he's going to do, I should say, is he's going to be going to the cross. And when he goes to the cross, he's going to suffer and die, and he's going to do so for a particular purpose. Even though he was without sin, Jesus is going to suffer and die because of our sin. Jesus is going to suffer and die and take away our baggage. But that baggage, for a moment, while he is on the cross, is very, very painful. That baggage that, for the whole world, is creating a lot of suffering for him. And so in verse 27 of our gospel reading, he says, "Now is my soul troubled." You better believe his soul is troubled. If he is going to carry the weight and the burden and the baggage of the sin of the whole entire world upon him, his soul will be troubled. And he says, "What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." It's interesting. If you would ask me what my response would be, if I'm under the burden and weight of sin, if I'm feeling very frustrated, if I'm feeling very weighed down by the things of this world, what would my response be to the Father, Heavenly Father? "Lord, take it away from me. I don't want it." And you detect a little bit of that within Jesus. As he says, yes, his soul is troubled, but he knows that we cannot take away our own baggage. We can't let it go. So God comes down, takes on human flesh in the form of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and suffers and dies on the cross to take away our baggage because we are unable to. Jesus isn't suicidal, so to speak. Instead, he is trying to save society. He's trying to save all humanity who are weighed down by the guilt and burden of sin. As a result, God is glorified by the sacrificial death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this glory frees us from this baggage. Now, let me kind of illustrate this for a moment with how God frees us from this baggage. God's word reminds us that through the sacrament of holy baptism, that when we are baptized, God's word is connected to water for the forgiveness of our sins. We now bear the name of Christ. Because of that, you could say our baggage is removed from us. But as Christians, we also know that our life is not perfect. As Christians, it almost seems like we still have baggage, even though Christ has taken away that baggage through his death on the cross. So let me use this illustration, so to speak. Just think of our life as sort of in a small fishing boat. And instead of going fishing, we're sort of on a little bit of a river, a slow moving river. And of course, every good boat would have an anchor. An anchor that weighs us down. And so if you put the anchor in the bottom of the river, the boat then stays still. It does not keep on moving. And for fishing purposes, that's ideal. But for life purposes, we want to keep on moving. We don't want to be stuck with the baggage of this world. Christ Jesus comes, and through holy baptism, through water connected with God's word, sort of cuts that tie to that anchor. Whether it be a rope or a chain, it's irrelevant. It's now detached. But now we think for a moment, wait a minute. That anchor cost me something. That anchor is mine. And so what do we want to do? Our natural human sinful nature says, I want to jump into the water and get that anchor. It's mine. It may sound kind of strange, but that's kind of what we do with our baggage. We really don't want to let it go. Our sinful human nature says, I want to keep that baggage. It's mine. But Christ says, lose it. Like baggage that we may or may not have lost while we travel on airplanes, if we do lose it, we feel uncomfortable. If we do lose that baggage, we have to make some adjustments. If we do lose that baggage, however, it's not the end of our life. Life is still survivable, and we have less weight to carry around. Yes, God is glorified by Jesus' sacrificial death that frees us from the baggage that weighs us down. And because we've been freed from this baggage, even though our sinful nature wants to return to it, we still have eternal life. We have the forgiveness of sins. God frees us from it. Our sinful nature, however, wants to return to it. So we have to sort of beg the question. And this question is different for each and every one of us. What baggage in your life is slowing you down? What baggage in your life is stopping you from enjoying the wonderful blessings that God gives to you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? In our text, the Greeks went to Philip to see Jesus, saying, we want to see Jesus, but we have to realize Jesus comes to us. We want to see Jesus, for he is the one who frees us from our sins. We want to see Jesus, and maybe we need to pick up another Bible passage to bring into here. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. We want to see Jesus. So through the Holy Spirit, through God's Word and sacraments, these things bring Jesus to us. God's Word brings Jesus to us because we can't free ourselves. We need to be freed by what Jesus does for us. So this day, as we take a look at John chapter 12, as we are reminded that, yes, Jesus is entering into Holy Week, he is going to the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. He's going to the cross to suffer and die for the baggage we all carry. We have to ask ourselves, have we lost something? I hope and pray we have. Because through the grace, through the promises of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we realize we don't need to cling on to the things and the events of this world. As John chapter 12, 25 reminds us, whoever loves his life loses it because they are under the weight of sin and a great deal of baggage. But whoever hates his life, mostly referring to the sin and the baggage in this world, will keep it for eternal life. So we look to our Lord and Savior. We look to the cross. We look to the forgiveness of our sins. And we ask, have you lost something? I hope and pray you have. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.